It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and hey, we've made it to the final session in this week's teaching that I've entitled Grace in the Grit, Hope for Hard Days. And over the past 4 days, we've talked about how grace meets us right in our pain, through our brokenness, and even in our mess, like we talked about yesterday. But there's something else we can't miss. Grace doesn't just get you through. Grace grows you. And that's the focus of today's message. Grace that grows you, because God's goal is not just to carry you, it's to transform you into the image of His Son. Grace is not a spiritual band-aid, it's a power that reshapes your character. It deepens your faith and it prepares you for purpose, because each one of us have been given a destiny and a purpose that God made us for. Let's dive right in. I want to get to the verse that we're going to share today. It's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, and this is what it says. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We usually think of grace as something that saves us from sin, and that's true. But grace is so much more than just salvation for sin. Grace is power for living. Ephesians 2 and verse 8 tells us we're saved by grace through faith. But grace doesn't stop at salvation. Grace becomes the atmosphere in which you and I grow. Think of it like this. A plant needs good soil to grow. If it's in concrete, it won't survive. Likewise, you can't grow spiritually if you're rooted in legalism, shame, or fear. But it's when you're rooted in grace and the unconditional love and acceptance of God that you begin to thrive. You take risks, you mature, and you eventually bear fruit. See, grace doesn't excuse sin. No, it empowers the believer for growth. Let's talk about what growth in grace actually looks like. What does it look like when we grow in grace? It's not about trying harder. It's about becoming more like Jesus from the inside out. Now, let me just give you a few signs of growth that is based on grace. First of all, you have increased humility. You stop needing to prove yourself. You realize that your worth comes from Him. It's not all about you, it's about Him. Secondly, you have deeper dependence. You rely less on performance and more on presence. I'm talking about God's presence in our life. Thirdly, it'll produce greater compassion in you. People who've received grace give it more freely to others because you stop being so quick to judge and you start being quick to listen and love. Fourthly, it gives you stronger endurance. You're not easily shaken because you know that God's grace sustains you even when you fall short. And then finally, spiritual fruit begins to show up. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 becomes more visible in your life. That love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit begins to grow in our life, and so that's how we know that we're growing in grace. And growth in grace isn't always loud or dramatic, but it is steady and it's sure. Let's talk about how God can work in our weaknesses with His grace. Let's revisit something we saw earlier in the series. That's that verse in 2 Corinthians 12:9, where Paul said, God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Now, why is this important? Because weakness is often where growth begins. Grace grows by teaching us to trust more deeply in God, to let go of our pride, to see God's strength in our lack, and to depend on His Holy Spirit and not our own wisdom and strategies. You know, sometimes God often allows pressure not to punish us, but to grow us. He stretches us not to break us, but to enlarge our capacity for faith, love and endurance and obedience. So the pain you're in today, it might be uncomfortable, but it could also be the fertile ground God's going to use to grow you. Let's talk about that growth for a minute. Four ways to grow in grace. Let's get real practical. If grace grows you, how do you position yourself so that you'll grow? Well, number one, you got to stay in the Word. Grace and truth go hand in hand. How many times do we hear that in the Word? Grace and truth. As you meditate on God's Word, your anchor becomes more in Him and less in you. You anchor your heart in truth and you train your mind in the ways of God. Secondly, embrace community. You need to be involved with a local church. You don't grow alone. Grace is often transmitted through relationships, through encouragement, correction, shared burdens, and mutual faith. Embrace community. Whether you're a part of an online church or you attend a local church in your community, be involved. Have relationships. And thirdly, practice surrender. You see, spiritual maturity isn't about control. It's really about surrender. Daily ask, Lord, what are you forming me in today? What are you changing me into today? What do I need to release from my life in order to be the person that you've called me to be, God? And then celebrate progress, not perfection. God isn't looking for overnight saints. He's building faithful sons and daughters. So don't despise the small steps. Every moment of obedience, it's a seed planted in grace. Paul said this in Philippians 1 and verse 6. He said, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. See, friend, God started the work and He'll also finish it. We're talking today about the grace that grows you. I want you to imagine a farmer planting Chinese bamboo. He prepares the soil, he plants the seed, he waters it, and then he waits, and he waits, and he waits. Do you realize for the entire first year, nothing breaks the surface, not a single sprout? So he waters again, he tends the soil, he keeps believing, and then year two, still nothing. Year three, no change. Year four, nothing but dirt. But in the fifth year, something miraculous happens. That bamboo suddenly shoots up over 90 feet in just 6 weeks. It's true, look it up. Did the bamboo grow 90 feet in 6 weeks? No, it grew 90 feet in 5 years. But all that growth was happening underground where no one could see it. And that's how the grace of God grows us through our trials. You may not see the results right away. You may feel buried, forgotten, and even foolish for holding on. But friend, God's growing something in you. He's deepening your roots. He's strengthening your structure. And He's preparing you for fruitfulness that lasts. God's grace isn't always fast, but it's always working. Now let's dig deeper into what grace does for us in our trials. Not just what it gets us out of, but what it does for us. Grace deepens our dependence on God. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, God said, My grace is sufficient, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Notice, God did not remove Paul's thorn. What did He do? He revealed His grace in it. Trials have a way of stripping us down to what really matters. They teach us that we're not sustained by our strength, but by His sufficiency. Every sleepless night, every desperate prayer, every moment you feel like breaking, God was pouring grace into your soul. Not the kind you shout about in church, the kind you cling to in the dark. Secondly, grace will train our character. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people, and it teaches us to say no to sin. Did you catch that? Grace is a teacher. We often think of grace as something that pardons, but it also disciples. It teaches us. It trains us to say no to ungodliness. It shapes our thinking and it stretches our maturity. See, trials become classrooms where grace teaches endurance, patience, trust, and humility. Without the trial, you might have stayed shallow, but through it, you're becoming like the bamboo. You become rooted. And I believe grace also refines our witness. Nothing speaks louder than grace under pressure. Think about Joseph, man sold into slavery, forgotten in prison, betrayed by his own family, and yet in every low place, grace kept shaping him. First as a servant in Potiphar's house, and as a prisoner managing the jail, and then as a leader interpreting dreams, and finally as a ruler saving the nations. God used every trial to grow Joseph into the man he needed to be. And when the breakthrough came, Joseph, he didn't just have power, but he had wisdom. He didn't just have position, but he had perspective. And that's what grace does. It doesn't just change your location, it transforms who you are. Grace anchors us in hope. In Romans 5, 3 through 5, he says, "We also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." You see the progress, suffering, perseverance, character, and then hope. See, grace turns trials into a growth chain. And the enemy says, "This is going to break you." But grace says, "Nope, this will build you. Not overnight, not without pain, but with a result that endures." Let me give you this closing thought today. Let grace do its work in your life. So if you're in a trial right now, don't rush the process. Don't dig up the seed because year one happened and nothing took place, year two, year three, year four. Because in year five, here comes the thing shooting from the ground, and it becomes so tall because you let grace do its work. Grace is working underground in the silence, in the slow, in the unseen places. You're not failing, you're forming. You're not buried, you're being built. Let grace grow you today. Let it stretch you. Let it root you so deep that when the winds blow, you won't bend, you won't crash. And when the time is right, you're going to rise, not as who you are or who you were, but as who he's been growing you to be all along. Friend, I so appreciate you joining me today on Fresh Oil. I believe God has spoken to us today through his word. And no matter what you're facing today, let grace grow you. Father, thank you for the grace that saves us, but more than that, thank you for the grace that grows us. Even when life is messy, when it's painful and unclear, you're right there working, shaping us, stretching us, and maturing us. Help us to grow in grace, to walk in humility, to live from your strength, and to become more like Jesus. We surrender our need to have it all figured out, God, and we lean into grace today, and we trust you'll finish what you've started. And this we ask in Jesus' name. It's been a great week, friend, on Fresh Oil, as we've shared this week on grace and the grit and hope for the hard days. We'll see you next week right here on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. He loves you. He really, really does.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.